The Christian faith and happy circumstances don't always dance together, but one thing's for sure. We'll remind you that you are never, ever alone. Today, on Homecoming Radio.
Well, 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 the wait is over. You've got it right here, right now. It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, of course. And to our friends listening in from coast to coast and around the world, welcome. Glad you're here. It's just never the same without you. I'm Daniel Britt, and the music gets no better than what you're about to hear. But first, we got to welcome
in.
The music gets no better than what you are about to hear.
There you go.
I was afraid
of that. Sad when you think about it.
Daniel Britt, that's me. Kevin Williams, that's
I'm
him.
Here too, yeah.
Joyce Martin over yonder.
Hi,
hey, Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Hey, Ken Davis.
Ken Davis.
Yeah, yes, lighten up and live. Gerald Wolf.
How we doing?
Corey Taff. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to be seen.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Reminds us to keep moving to the beat of the gospel drum.
That's right. And my guests today are sticking to reminders of the truth, even when it's hard to feel it. Alan Jackson, the Martins, and the vocal band. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
And we're going to get the whole thing kicked off today with Janet Paschal from the Atlanta Homecoming. Something's got a hold of me. And the Homecoming Friends.
And thank you, Ken. And my encouraging challenge for you today is from John Wesley, who once said, above all, sing spiritually. Have an eye to God in every word you sing. Aim at pleasing Him more than pleasing yourself or any other creature.
Oh, listen to this. Bill.
I know what this is.
This was our opening song for a lot of years. My Lord and I. Here's the vocal band.
We're going to walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I. We're going to walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is going to calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. Yes, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. Yes, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I.
Rain or shine, snow or sleet, bless the Lord, guide my feet.
We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I.
Such is my consolation, my burden's out of the way. Now Holy Spirit guide me as I travel day by day. I just pull into the station and I get a full supply.
Well, we're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. We're gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I.
When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide.
We're gonna walk this road to glory.
Oh, yeah, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Woo. Is this earlier than before?
Pardon me, I got to go in the other room.
You sit right where you are.
We are ready to introduce to you a new piece of vocabulary that you will absolutely love. You'll put to use. So first, going to poll the room, quiz the room here, see if anybody knows it. Ring in if you do. The word of the day today. Obdurate.
Yet no one's ringing in.
Yeah, yeah.
You.
How do you spell it?
Don't be shy.
No one's ringing.
Well, I got it right here. I just happened to know what this is because I am in the music business. Yes, yeah. It's a musical term. I'm surprised at you, actually. obdurate is derived from a Latin root word obdurata, which is a tempo description. I thought some of you would know that. Just as largo is slow, moderato is moderately fast, allegro is fast, obdurata means an unsteady tempo.
Oh, come on.
Surging and declining, almost on a whim. This technique was made popular by the gospel pianist Bill Gaither.
Come on!
Really?
Otherwise known as Indiana Bill and the Tempo of Doom. This technique has led many drummers into early retirement and made taxi drivers out of symphony musicians. Obdurate.
Here we go.
That's what he did.
Taxi driver.
Tell me I'm right.
Oh, you're so right. However, it's also known as, it's a formal word, and it means resistant to persuasion, which also could describe Bill's piano playing. It is usually used to describe someone who is stubborn or not willing to change their opinion or the way they do something.
Now we know the rest of the story.
I like that.
You've let us kid you a lot about your piano playing. But you play
he
one.
You know, well, I was the first one to jump on that wagon.
You were the band for a long time.
In the early days with the trio, I was a band, and I look back and say, how in the world did that? Of course, it declined. My skill declined a little bit during the years. but I never was really that good. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think I was a good accompanist. I think I knew how to stay out of the way and give some space.
You accompanied George Beverly Shea on Good Morning America.
Yeah, come on.
That's what you did.
Is that right?
Come on with that.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know how he sings Rubato, you know, and oh, Lord, my God.
I didn't know that.
Good Morning America called us because they knew that we were going to be Carnegie Hall and doing that taping, and it was sold out. And so Bev called me and says, Bill, what you play for me on Good Morning America? And I said, Bev, I'm not that good. He said, oh, no, you'll be fine. We'll do How Great and G.
How great.
Well, with Bev, because he does that rubato stuff, you just give him a chord. Boom. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder.
And try to keep up, yeah.
And so I wasn't really doing that much. And afterwards, Diana Sawyer was very, very kind. She didn't know me from Adam, but she knew Bev. And so she said, now, you two guys are at the Carnegie Hall tomorrow.
Right.
Said, yes.
Just the two of them.
Yeah. And you've sold it out. I bet your people all over America said, you know, that great, great singer with that pretty mediocre guy. Come on.
Sold out the Carnegie Hall.
You know.
Red and Wesley.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
They didn't know we had the whole homecoming group there.
That is awesome.
Bev was so kind, though. People just loved him. Loved him everywhere.
And he's here with us tonight. If you're happy to see George Beverly Shea.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
A then 93-year-old George Beverly Shea before a sold-out crowd in Carnegie Hall in New York just weeks after 9/11. With all the homecoming friends here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Back here at Homecoming Radio, here is a beautiful song that has that word in it. Ernie Hawson's signature sound, Something Beautiful.
They were my dreams at the start, and the hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes, my castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to loss. So I wrapped it all in the rags of my life and laid it at the cross.
I'm Sandy Patty. Hey, Bill, get ready. The time is now.
Oh, I think it's time for a
nap. Okay. It's time for a nap.
Time now for a Mayberry moment.
From one of the most iconic shows in television history, the common sense, family-oriented storylines of the Andy Griffith Show certainly left its mark on millions, including our resident trivial expert, to bring you this Mayberry moment, Kevin.
Oh, you know, as a kid, I pretended I lived in Mayberry. I just loved the concept of that town and Sheriff Andy Taylor. I thought that was great. Hey, here's a little bit of trivia. The pilot episode of that was not originated as the Andy Griffith Show. It was on another show. Does anybody remember what that is? The star of the other show was driving through
Danny
a little country
Thomas.
Town. Danny Thomas show. And he got pulled over for speeding by Andy. And that's how that whole thing began.
How it started?
Barney was not on that episode. The character of Barney played by Don Knotts. And Andy Griffith and Don had worked in No Time for Sergeants. Don saw the pilot and called and said, hey, I think you need a deputy.
Wow.
And that's the way that whole thing. He said, call Sheldon Leonard. And they did. And they created the part for Barney.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
True or false, Andy and Goober were cousins.
True.
False. No.
False.
Oh.
Who were the cousins? Do you remember?
Goober and Gomer.
And there was another set of cousins on there that's really obscure. It's only mentioned in one episode. Andy and Barney were cousins.
Yeah. Really?
There's a line where he says, I know you hired me for my my skills and not because of anything else. And I just want to thank you, Cousin Andy. And that's a great, great line. Yeah, that's an obscure one, I know.
I grew up singing this song in our little church in Alexandria, Indiana. It is joy unspeakable. Here's Kim Hopper doing it.
Unspeakable and full of glory, Kim Hopper, right here on Homecoming Radio.
Pascal, the homecoming friends, all helping to make this such a great day at Homecoming Radio. Bill?
Gloria and I and Gary Paxton wrote this song probably 40, 45 years ago. And I'm so glad that it still lives and we still sing it. More of you.
More of you, I've had all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I'm not trying to find just some new frame of mind that will change my old horn of you. For I've been through it all, deep inside, nothing's changed, I'm not new. I'm not seeking a gift, or emotional lift. But there's one thing I'm longing to do, is to lift up my cup and let you fill it up with just you.
The Gaither Vocal Band here on Homecoming Radio.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little hope to your life, all the while encouraging you to trust His heart when you can't trace His hand, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and even all the other happening.
And get the latest scoop on the videos and the new projects, and link up to our social media and Facebook. You can leave us a note there.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Ken. We have some great homecoming radio stations in the state of Georgia. WBLY, WZZG, Babby Mason Radio, WTOG, yeah, Gator Radio, and so many more. Gator. To you, as we say, salute.
Yeah, they misspelled Gator, but otherwise it's fine. We're out of time, but we'll be back here soon. Join us again. It wouldn't be the same without you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alligator.
Gator Vocal Band.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.